Hello, everyone. Steve Siebold back with mentaltoughnessblog.com. Well, I hate to say it, but it's worse than I ever thought it was. In other words, talking about self-delusion, the psychological self-delusion that a lot of people are living in and seeing themselves in and the world in, and especially their obesity or their weight problem in. This was a crazy week. This week, a lot of you know I was on the Today Show with Kathy Lee Gifford and her co-host Hoda Kotb, and I was on NBC Australia yesterday on their Sunrise Show, which was a national show in Australia on NBC, and I was on a Fox station here in Atlanta. And I've gotten more email probably in the last 4 or 5 days than I've gotten in the last 4 or 5 years. I mean, from all over the world, people are really mad. A lot of them, they either love me or they want to kill me. But they're really fired up about this Die Fat or Get Tough book that I wrote that most of you guys already know about. And my point of this post is really, I guess I knew that delusion was a big deal because I've been talking about mental toughness for 25 years. And of course, mental toughness is the solution to psychological self-delusion. It's living in objective reality. It's cutting through the cloud of emotion and prejudice and bias that delusion creates. Well, I had no idea how bad it was around weight loss until this week, until after the Today Show. The Today Show got flooded with emails, and so did the other TV programs about this. Some people love the book and love the concept, and some people hate it and want to kill me. And it's pretty interesting because if you think about it, I mean, just think about this for, you know, your life, your business, your personal life, whatever. I mean, just in general. All I'm really saying here in this entire book, I mean, I'm defining the differences in thinking between fat people and fit people, and that's really the heart of the book. But the premise of the book couldn't be any more simple. We are responsible for getting fat. If I got fat, which I did, I'm responsible for it. You can't believe the emails. Maybe you will believe it. I don't know. You guys, I don't know. Maybe you'll believe it. I'm stunned. I cannot even get through a tenth of the email that's been sent to me in the last 24 hours. I'm not kidding. These are direct emails that people are finding me on the web from these TV shows. And basically a lot of the people, I'd say about half, maybe even more than half, are just going wild saying mental toughness has nothing to do with weight loss. And it's all about carbohydrates. It's about cortisol. It's about this. It's about emotional issues. Like Hoda Kotb said on the Today Show, if you saw that clip. If you haven't seen any of these clips and you're going, Siebold, what are you talking about? Go to diefatbook.com, diefatbook.com, and you can see a couple of the Today Show interview and the one we did on Fox in Atlanta, and then we'll have the other one up from Australia in the next 24 hours or so. And listen to what these people are saying. They're making every excuse under the sun. It's like someone is shoving the food in their face and making them fat. And these are smart people, you guys. These are not stupid people. Hoda Kotb is a very smart woman. She's in very good shape. This is Kathy Lee Gifford's co-host on the Today Show who interviewed me. And she went through a laundry list of excuses. And you can, don't take my word for it. If you didn't see it on TV, watch the clip. She went through, well, it's emotional issues. Well, you know, the kids don't have recess anymore, and that's causing it, and other things. And it's none of these things. It's none of these things. As you know, if I got fat, it's my fault. How big of a premise, how complex of a premise is that? I mean, that's something a child can understand, a 5-year-old child can understand. But see, this psychological self-delusion is so thick with emotion that it clouds someone's point of view. They can't see it clearly because it's that thick. That's why 66%, in my opinion, 66% of Americans are overweight. 66%. In Australia, I learned last night, over 50% of Australians are overweight. And it's getting worse. It's getting way worse in the U.S. It's getting pretty worse in Australia and in other countries around the world. Okay, so that's the weight piece. And so if you're thin and healthy, and you probably are if you're listening to this blog, how do you translate this? I would ask you to challenge yourself and look at areas of your life where you're clouding your judgment through prejudice, bias, or emotion, or all three, and basically seeing things in a skewed way. because you're not living in objective reality. I'm trying to, after this week, I'm taking my whole life and I'm mapping it out. I'm headed to Europe next week. I'm doing a show, a TV show in Tampa tomorrow. And I've given a speech in Tampa at a national convention in Tampa. And then Wednesday, another TV show. And then I'm off to Europe for about 8 days speaking over there with the Bill Gove Speech Workshop and some other things. And I'm going to map my whole life out on that airplane after this week, after seeing how much delusion is out there. What I'm looking at is turning it back on me and saying, okay, I'm not delusional about weight. I'm probably not delusional about business. Maybe I am. But I know I'm delusional in some areas of my life that I just didn't realize it. And I'm going to fix it or get as close to it as I can. Get myself out of subjective reality. Get myself into objective reality where the winners are. And I would challenge you this week to do the same thing. You guys, if all these really smart people, I know Hoda Kotb is a smart woman. I sat there talking to her and she was pretty miffed about the book and maybe even not didn't like me. I'm not sure, but she's a lovely woman and she's very smart. I've watched her and gosh knows she's successful. And I think there's some real delusional issue going on with clouded judgment in her case and a lot of other people's cases. That's why if I didn't get thousands and thousands of emails with this delusional thinking, then, you know, I wouldn't be saying this, but it's really smart people that are still being deluded. So that leaves it open to all of us, I think, that we could be deluded too. So keep this in mind. In my opinion, delusion is the problem and mental toughness is and always will be the only solution to cutting through this delusional thinking. It's got to happen. What are you delusional in? Are you semi-delusional in something? And if you fix that through mental toughness, would that improve your life? That's what I want to challenge you with this week. And when I get back from Europe, I'll be back on the blog. And as always, I'll look forward to your responses. I also want to say before I close out, thank you so much to all the people who were able to watch the shows and comment on the blog. And I appreciate it. I know it got heated up sometimes with some of you guys going back and forth. My friend Yaroslav was going at it pretty hard. And I agreed with what he said. I think he's right on the money, as always. But I appreciate both points of view, everyone's point of view on this. I appreciate you guys taking time to be a part of this blog. I think we can all get better if we challenge each other back and forth. And that's what mental toughness is all about. You know, this is not Club Med, as you guys know. This is not positive thinking. This isn't a love fest. This is critical thinking. And I think that's what's called for in this very tough economic time, in this very tough 21st century business whitewater environment that's changing rapidly all the time. It's exciting. You know, it's really exciting, but we've got to get better. I think that's the bottom line. I'm looking forward to getting better as well. And I appreciate you guys being part of the community. And I'll talk to you when I get back from Europe. Thanks, guys. I'm Steve Siebold. Thanks for listening.